Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. I suspect that most people have never heard of Robin Knox Johnston. I must confess that I had never heard of him or his amazing accomplishments until recently. I just happened to be listening to Test Match Special during the recent Ashes series between England and Australia, when he was Jonathan Agnew's lunchtime guest. Yes, I admit it, I'm a cricket fan. Robin Knox Johnston worked for the Merchant Navy and the Royal Navy Reserve, and he had experience sailing all around the world. But in 1968, he decided to take part in the Sunday Times Golden Globe solo, non-stop circumnavigation of the globe. Nine sailors in their boats set out to accomplish this epic feat, but Knox Johnston was the only one to do it. His story is amazing. He sought sponsorship from numerous companies, but all he received was a £5 gift voucher from Cadbury's and 120 cans of Tennent's Lager. So he embarked on this round-the-world competition with no sponsorship, no satellite communications, and not even radar equipment. He also told the story of how he had to varnish and code all tins of food that he loaded on his boat to ensure that he knew what he'd be eating each day. On the 14th of June, 1968, Knox Johnston sailed out of Falmouth Harbor in his 32-foot boat named Suhali. His stories were enthralling about how his best sleep came during gale 10 to 12 force winds, how he swam with the dolphins in the open sea, and how during the entire trip he only had one conversation, and that was with God, about the direction that the wind was blowing. Despite losing his self-steering gear off the coast of Australia, he rounded Cape Horn on the 17th of January, 1969. But the story that I found most fascinating was his account of how his tiny radio had lost the ability to transmit messages. Therefore, everyone had assumed that he was lost at sea and he was presumed dead. This was the case for 4.5 months. But then on Easter Saturday, he said that he was able to attract the attention of a British ship near the Azores, and he informed them of who he was and that he was okay. The ship immediately relayed this message to the authorities back in Britain, who informed his family that he was well and on his way home. He reached Falmouth Harbor on the 22nd of April, 1969, and when he was awarded the prize money, he donated it to the family of a fellow competitor who had lost his life. But on Easter morning, the morning after he had been spotted, in the Seaman's Chapel in Falmouth, the preacher climbed into the pulpit and he announced that Robin was safe. He was thought to have been dead, but he is alive. How appropriate this news on the day when we celebrate our Lord's resurrection from the dead to bring life to us all. All the folks in the press box just giggled, and they thought this was such a lovely little story. But I think it's more than just a nice story. It is the story of Jesus. For only Jesus, who is the Word made flesh, could enter into our human space and time as the Son of God, yet the Son of Mary, to save us from our sins. He faced stormy seas, lack of provisions, opposition and ridicule from the authorities, and he was eventually rejected and put to death. No one believed his words or God's plan of salvation, which he had come to accomplish. Instead, they nailed him to a cross. They sealed him in a tomb, and they assumed that he would be heard from never again. But on that first Easter morning, the one assumed to be dead and gone was found to be alive and present. He really had accomplished God's plan of salvation for sinful humanity. In Jesus, the unexpected happened. Death has been conquered by life. And what Jesus won, He freely gives to each one of us. Forgiveness, life, peace, joy, and hope. Even hope in the face of death. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pray. O merciful Lord, You did not spare Your only Son, but delivered Him up for us all. Grant us courage and strength to take up our cross and follow Him, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.